Greetings, friends. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Quick update. I just heard a very disturbing interview with the chairman of Bain Capital. He's also the co-owner of the Boston Celtics. His name is Caliuti, I think. He just gave a little glimpse as to what's coming for the educational system and students who are in it. The new protocol that they're kicking around at the highest levels of the psychopathic control freaks who are telling us what to do. Here's what's going to be on the plate for the students. Before you can walk into a classroom, you're going to step into a holding room. You're going to get a temperature check and a throat check. THROAT. I've never heard of a throat check. I don't know what that is going on with that, but they got some new bizarre thing where they're going to stuff something down your throat. How do you like that? So after your temperature check and your throat check, you're going to get sprayed with a mist. Those were his words. Then you'll be sprayed with a mist. Then you'll be allowed to come into the classroom where every single desk will have plexiglass walls around the desk. So you're literally going to be in a glass bubble, a plexiglass bubble, with a nice mist. I wonder what's in the mist. Anybody want to guess what's in the mist? The mystery mist? The magic mist? The magical mystery tour? You're going to get misted. Oh, play misty for me. Not me, pal. You won't catch me taking that mist any way, shape, or form. Tell the educational public fool system to go screw. Okay, so get ready for your misting, people. This is what your children are going to get. So, better get real comfortable with the homeschooling, all right? Or your children are going to get poisoned with some magical mist that's going to be misted all over them before they can go into their plexiglass walled-off individual desk where you're literally in a glass, I guess it's like nothing more than a glorified prison cell. Do I need to say it? Yeah, get out of the system. Stay away from it, okay? So get your kids out of the public school system. You're not a citizen. You're an American national. You have no contract with agents of the state. And you call your sheriff if any trooper or any health department weirdo shows up at your house telling you they're with the army of tracers and you might have been near somebody who could, may, might have been sick. So I will call with other updates and do these audio blogs as best I can for as long as I can. I need everybody out there who's listening to this to be a force multiplier and blast this out. I don't care. Use your imagination. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you can. Leaflets passed around town. Stick papers on a telephone pole. Tan them out to your sheriff and all your local political prostitutes. Do it now. People got time on their hands. How could anybody be bored right now? There's so much to do. It's insane. So get to work taking this country back, separating yourself from the maritime jurisdiction that you've been forced into, reestablishing yourself as an American national on the land jurisdiction, and then hold your ground. Keep us updated. Follow us at courtroomwatch.com. Participate in our bowl blitzes and especially the complaint blitz. One big detail I didn't mention in my last update earlier today was that the entire Texas judicial website was down and this is in regard to the Shelley Luther case. Now, I'm not sure for what purpose the website for the entire Texas judiciary is down, but it went down Friday as of Monday or Tuesday. It was still down. I haven't checked it today, but I have a feeling they're none too happy about the complaint blitz that we're doing, which is filing paper complaints legally and lawfully with the Judicial Review Board in whatever state you have a corrupt judge. In this case, it was Texas. The judge, Eric Moye, who locked up a hairstylist for opening her shop to feed her family. So she was released. We went on our complaint list to try to end this judge's career, because if he gets enough complaints filed against him with the Judicial Review Board, his career is over, and he's not going to be locking up any more women and threatening people with jail like a terrorist if they don't apologize to the political prostitutes who are oppressing us. No apology needed. So the woman held her ground, got locked up. She was let out the next day because everybody had a meltdown. This is why we do have results. We do have success. Participating, making the call, sending the email, filing the paper complaint does help. That judge had to reverse the decision. He was going to keep her in jail for a week. He had to let her out after a day. So think about your situation, people. You get scooped up and locked up. You're going to want to be out in a day instead of a week or a month or a year. So you're going to want people helping you to get out of the pokey or the clink or whatever you want to call it, the prison cell that I wouldn't lock an animal into, but they're doing it with people who are simply standing for freedom. So please be a force multiplier. Blast this out. Get this word out so people know what's coming. Do not cooperate with the army of tracers. Join the army of the awakened, and you will be welcomed here, and you will have your freedom. Talk to you soon, y'all. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Catch you on the rebound.